This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his way to attend the 6th annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware, which is scheduled to begin past midnight IST. Members of the Quad group are expected to discuss a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies. Prior to the Quad summit, Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with President Joe Biden tonight. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese and Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida. Prior to his departure to the US this morning, the Prime Minister in a statement said the Quad Forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. He added that he is looking forward to joining his colleagues for the Quad Summit. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his meeting with President Biden will provide an opportunity to India and the U.S. to review and identify new pathways to further deepen comprehensive global strategic partnership. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today asserted that Pakistan was scared of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, with the result that there was no ceasefire violation on Jammu borders since long. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that while addressing an election rally at Mendhar area of Poonch district in support of BJP candidate from Mendhar Murtaza Khan, Shah said borders are silent and people of Mendhar and other border districts are living in peace. He further said since 1990 this place has been destroyed by the menace of terrorism. Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge, who is in Jammu to campaign for Congress candidates in the ongoing assembly elections today, said his party would launch an agitation against threats to Rahul Gandhi. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that Mr. Kharge asserted that the Congress would not be cowed down by the RSS BJP's poisonous mindset. Kharge questioned Prime Minister Narendra Modi's failure to take action against leaders of his party who used derogatory remarks against the Lok Sabha's leader of opposition. Junior doctors have joined emergency duty in all medical colleges in West Bengal. They have withdrawn their strike after 42 days after the gruesome rape and murder of a PGT doctor at RJ Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of last month. The state government had circulated a 10-point directive for the safety and security of all the medical colleges and hospitals in the state. Junior doctors have not joined the OPD services and they conveyed that their fight for justice will continue in the court. The government e-marketplace GeM has reduced transaction charges levied on sellers and service providers transacting on its platform as part of the government's 100-day initiative. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said GeM has reduced its transaction fee by almost 33%, which is expected to greatly benefit GeM sellers or service providers to become more competitive. GeM announced a new revenue policy of the portal, which took effect from the 9th of August this year. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has achieved the 100 days target on integrated development of wildlife habitats. Recently, the Union Cabinet had approved the continuation of the Wildlife Habitat Development Scheme with an outlay of over 2,600 crore rupees. The scheme includes the critical Project Tiger subcomponent along with Project Elephant and development of wildlife habitat. The Ministry said the scheme has a livelihood generation of more than 50 lakh man days through direct engagement. A total of 55 tiger reserves, 33 elephant reserves and 718 protected areas and their zones will benefit from the scheme. Voting for the presidential elections in Sri Lanka has ended in the first elections after the economic downturn. Our Colombo correspondent reports that so far voting has been peaceful as the 17 million electorate vote to choose the 9th executive president. In cricket, chasing a target of 515 runs set by India, Bangladesh were reeling on 158 for 4 when bad light stopped play on the third day of the first test of the two-match series at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And with that, we end this news bulletin.